Thank you, Dizzy Gillespie, for starting our show off right. Hey, it's Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock on KDBS, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. My name is Dr. Andy. I'll be your host for the next hour of fine poetry and technology programming. Well, regular listeners might know that a couple weeks ago we did some drama on this show. We've done music. Last week, prose. We had Eric Schaefer on this show, and he read from his latest novel. This week, comedy. You heard me. Comedy. We're going to be joined by Mike Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen. They're currently performing with the Coexist Comedy Tour, performing at the Crest Theater on December 5th. And this particular show is being filmed by director Larry Brand for an upcoming documentary on the multi-faith tour 2 years after it was founded in a basement theater in Sacramento. Mike Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen will be joining me presently here in the studio. They're stuck in traffic, allegedly, and therefore their voices, as well as their personae, will be here in the studios, the all-but-abandoned studios of 14 Lower Freeborn on the day before Thanksgiving. Speaking of Thanksgiving, as part of our Thanksgiving tradition here at KDBS, we are going to hear from Howard Nemiroff, the great late poet who died in 1991 and who I met in about 1988. Actually, it's 89, January of 89, 20 years ago. He will be performing Beyond the Grave, one of his greatest hits called Thanksgiving. You heard me, Thanksgiving, a poem by Howard Nemiroff. And then I've got a Franz Wright update, and we'll hear a poem by the Pulitzer Prize winner and son of poet James Wright. That, and I'll plug an upcoming reading by the great audio artist and professor of technicultural studies at UC Davis, Bob Ostertag. Boy, it's a full show. I'm glad that you've taken a moment's break from your cooking, your driving, your shopping at the Davis Food Co-op, where I saw about 300 of you today, or whatever else you're doing in the city of Davis, in the entire Sacramento Valley, or far beyond, wherever the KDBS.org podcast/simulcast reaches. I'm so pleased that you've decided to join me here for this Thanksgiving edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back. Hope you're enjoying this avant-garde jazz. It's from a CD called Hotel X, A Random History of the Avant Groove. You heard me, Avant Groove. This is the third track. It's called Jake. If you want to hear another example from this CD, here's something called Tutu, as in Desmond Tutu. Oh, that's got some serious groove to it. Gotta love that. Hey, we've got a phone call coming into the studios of KDVS. I can only hope that it's my errant guest, none other than Keith Lowell Jensen. Hello, random and anonymous caller. You've reached KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Please state your name and the nature of your emergency.
My name is Cooter McGillicuddy, and I'm just trying to get to your studio. I see Preborn Hall here in front of me.
All right, good.
Now, can I actually meet the amazing Mikey Winfield and Keeple Jensen live in person if I make it to your studio?
If you can get past security, then yes, you can, Cougar.
Oh, man, I'm going to do my best.
You're looking for the basement, though.
So I see Preborn Hall. Now, where's the basement? I see some flags.
Do you see a sign that says to lower Preborn Hall? It'll be off to your right.
To lower Preborn Hall?
Yeah, make a right. Probably people in the studio are going to laugh at you for not knowing that it's right there.
No, he doesn't know either.
Oh.
Okay, thank you. Nobody laughed at me, Andy. As a comedian, you really set me up for failure there.
Ouch.
Oh, I see. We see lower Preborn entrance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that sign
so
I was speaking of.
I can taste it.
Well, it's a tasty show. I hope that when you come down here, you get a chance to meet Keith Lowell Jensen and the great Mike E. Winfield.
Man, the door's not even locked. It doesn't feel safe. Security. I just blew right past your so-called security.
Well, I look forward to noticing how you lose your cell signal as you go down those stairs. See you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. And we are listening to a track by Hotel X. This is the Random History of the Avant Groove. Hopefully, we'll be joined soon by Mike Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen. Stick around. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Courtesy of the Yolo County Federal Credit Union. The Yolo County Federal Credit Union is a nonprofit financial cooperative with locations throughout Yolo County. The Yolo County Federal Credit Union offers a wide range of financial services and can be reached by phone at 530-668-2700 or online at yolofcu.org.
Well, Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis. Stick around for that poem by Howard Nemiroff that I promised you. That'll be later in the show. I'd also like to thank the sponsors of this show, the YOLO Federal Credit Union. I'm very excited to have Mike E. Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen here in the studios of 14 Lower Freeborn. They're both currently performing with the Coexist Comedy Tour, performing at the Crest Theater on December 5th. As I mentioned earlier, that particular show is going to be filmed by Larry Brand, the director, for an upcoming documentary on the multi-faith tour that began 2 years ago in a basement theater in Sacramento. Mike E. Winfield, the Christian on the tour, is appearing on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham on December 4th. He has also appeared on Showtime's Comics Without Borders, and he was recently added to the CBS Diversity Sketch Team. The comic is a proud father and loving husband, especially loving since his wife tolerates so much of his material being based on his wife. Keith Lowell Jensen is no stranger to this particular radio show or to the bums downtown in Sacramento. Keith Lowell Jensen, the resident atheist, released his first comedy CD, To the Moon, live at Luna's this past year. His feature-length documentary, Why Lie, missing comma, I Need a Drink, comes out on DVD in 2010. Jensen hosts a popular weekly YouTube series, Atheist Church. On October 22nd, he became a father to Maxine Adelaide. Mike E. Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hey, great to be here.
Thank you for having us. Just so you know, everyone, the E in Mike E. Winfield stands for Excellent Christian.
Excellent. That is good to know. I wanted to clear that up right up front.
I hope so. He's our replacement Christian. Our last one sort of copped out.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm a stand-in Christian today.
All right.
And for the future.
So
you going to manage to hang on to your faith, Mikey?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and hold on to that and share more.
All right.
Yes. All right. So Mikey Winfield, are there certain requirements for you to keep up with your Christian standing in terms of validity with the other comics as part of the Coexist Comedy Tour? In other words, do they check to make sure that you're in church on Sundays?
Well, not quite, but we will make sure they're all converted by the end of the tour.
All right. That sounds good. And Keith Lowell Jensen, do you actively try to convert people to atheism as well?
No, I don't. And that's what's really funny with the last Christian on the tour. When he started having his little crisis of faith, he asked me for some books. And I gave him some Nietzsche, some Samuel Harris. But I also gave him some C.S. Lewis. And
yeah.
You know, it's like when your friend comes and says that, you know, they're having a hard time with their girlfriend. You can't be like, oh, dump her. You know, because then if things work out, you're going to be the bad guy. So
right.
I didn't. Plus, you know, I have a motive not to convert him. I need him to, you know, now in Mikey's case, I need Mikey to stay Christian because he's very funny and I want him on the tour.
And is it hard to find funny Christians? Is that what you're suggesting?
Oh, that's no. What you just said, man.
It's hard to find ones that are intentionally funny.
All right. You all are getting a sneak preview of what you can enjoy on December 5th at the Crest Theater.
It gets worse.
I bet. This is the radio version. This is the friendly, somewhat friendly version.
I was trying real hard not to curse.
Yeah, you're doing a good job so far.
Because that's what atheists do.
That's right.
They sit around and swear.
All day.
I had a Christian and an atheist at my door, and I was like, no, wait, which one of you guys are going to let me curse? And that's how I made my decision.
I see. Now, it would seem to me that an atheist cursing, that the swear words, they mean so much less because,
right.
You know, they're not, like, taking the name of the Lord in vain because it's not even a standard for evaluation of the validity of the curse. What do you think?
Oh, now you want to discuss cursing. He gets us on the air. He says, one rule, you can't curse. And then he says, now let's talk at length about curse words. That's low, Andy.
You should hear Keith's curse words. They're like a lot, blah, 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 bam, boom.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I grew up listening to a lot of Little Richard. It had its influence.
Oh, sure. I could see that. And I know that for knowing you for the last 18 years. But speaking of cursing, you're both family men, so you might be careful of what you say at home around the kids?
Me specifically, because I was forced to be a role model. My wife, she's older than me, and me and my stepson, I have, me and him are like the same age. And I have to be careful. I'm supposed to discipline him all the time. And like in his,
is he bigger than you are?
Yeah, he edged me out a little bit.
He could take you, dude. You know it.
And that's the crazy part, because she always wants me to discipline him. So I'm like, man, what am I supposed to do, whip him? She's like, yeah, whip him. I'm like, man, if I go in there, we got to fight. And what if I lose? If you would have beat up your dad, would you respect him?
That'd be a problem.
He comes in the room like, they got the trash. He's like, I'm playing the game. So you're still there? You're still there?
So what is he, like 10?
He's far from 10.
You said he could.
That's
take
his shoe size.
You said he might take you in a fight, and Andy guesses 10. That shows what Andy thinks of you. Andy might be getting a whooping.
I'm trying to jump in here. Trying to help out.
Thanks, Andy.
No, yeah. My baby girl's 5 weeks old. I curse all I want. I'm hoping her first word will be one of those that she can't say on your radio station.
Your wife must be so proud.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, Mikey Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen are here, and they're both three named comedians who are part of the Coexist Comedy Tour. Now, Keith Lowell, tell me, how am I supposed to pronounce that? Because there's a question mark after Coexist.
Yeah, that question mark's really important. You don't have to pronounce it, but we want everyone to know we're not guaranteeing that we'll coexist.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The comedy part, I'll guarantee. But there might be a brawl at any point.
So it's not, I can't believe that it's comedy. It's the Coexist question mark comedy tour, not the Coexist comedy question mark tour. Because that would not be so inspirational.
I put a question mark after the word comedy on our last flyer, the color one that's going around right now. Yeah. Accidentally.
Yeah. That was because it was my first show and he wasn't sure if I would be funny.
Right.
Yeah. And how did you do, Mikey Winfield?
I christened it up, baby. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Mikey went down to the improv in Hollywood with us and the Long Beach Theater. So, we've been doing it for a while. And, he's I've taught him a few things. He's really funny now.
I bet he's grateful. Well, here, we've got
I bet he's grateful. How do you come up with it, Andy?
We've got a caller who wants to get in on this. So let's see. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I saw the Coexist tour when it came through town last time, and it sucked. Do the guys have a response to that?
Dad, get off the phone.
Clearly this is someone you guys know.
Actually, you sucked.
We had places for you to laugh. You didn't grab them. The whole audience was very disappointed in you, as were we.
All right. So we got a couple insult comedians here. Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Everyone's a comedian.
All right.
Did you know who that was?
Actually, no, I didn't. That's the comedy behind it.
I was trying to figure it out. It's one of the other comics, I'm sure of it. Jealous.
All right, jealous that they're not on the radio.
Look, it was the former Christian. That's
I'll get them. That wasn't so Christian of him.
Turn the other cheek, buddy.
All right.
He's out.
We're gonna take a quick musical break. We're going to hear a little bit more of the random history of the Avant Groove. And then we'll be back in a moment with Mikey Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen, part of the Coexist comedy tour. They're coming to the Crest Theater on December 5th. You're listening to KDBS 90.3 FM in Davis, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back.
Linux Users Group of Davis, or LUGOD, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the Linux computer operating system and other open source products as an alternative to expensive, proprietary, and monopolistic software. LUGOD meets in Davis on the first Tuesday and third Monday of each month. For more information, visit LUGOD's website at lugod.org or contact Bill Kendrick at 530-759-1019. Or via email at root@lugod.org.
Back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDBS. We've got Mike E. Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen here in the studio. They're part of the Coexist Comedy Tour. I'm looking at this fancy postcard that I've been given, and it looks like they are one-third of the comedy tour, for there are six of you. Why don't one of you tell us a little bit more about the comedy tour and who, other than the two of you, participates?
Well, we've got a Muslim, Tisa Hami. And I was just talking off air, Mike's got a little crush on her. So he's missed. He hadn't seen her in a while. He's kind of sad. And then...
True.
It's true. The Buddhist, Sammy Obeid, you got a little crush on him too?
Yeah, so those curls.
Yeah. I got to tell you a real quick true story about Sammy Obeid. I went to get some falafel in Old Sacramento just last week, and I showed the lady at the falafel place our postcard, and she looked at Sammy Obeid, and she said, "Oh, she looks like a pretty Lebanese girl." And I said, "Yes, she is indeed Lebanese. You should come see us," because he was Lebanese. And then we got this guy, Mikey Winfield, very funny, our Christian. And Moshe Kasher, he just won Best of the Fest at the Aspen Comedy Festival. Ooh. And he was just on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham.
That's great.
And then Tapan Trivedi, who's been on this show before. He's our Hindu.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's very funny.
He's so very Hindu.
Yes, he's very Hindu.
Yes, he is.
Quite Hindu. A lot, like, 100% more Hindu than me.
So do you all find it's difficult to choose the day of the week where you can rehearse together because of all the conflicting holidays and religious festivals and so
that on? Not liking being around each other. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, just to tolerate Keith on the way here, I had to sleep in the car.
Is that what that was?
I could see that. All right, and so and the Coexist Comedy Tour is 2 years old now.
Yeah, it's a 2-year old. It's It's in its terrible twos.
Yeah. And so this movie directed, if I remember correctly, and I'm going to have to rely on the work of my interns, Larry Brand, he was the director of one of those Halloween movies, wasn't he? Halloween Resurrection, if my notes are correct. Here, let me just check. Yeah, Halloween Resurrection, this says.
I just want to say how impressed I am that you did that research before we came on and found that out. That's incredible.
You're great, Andy.
Interns. Thank you very much.
I didn't even know we were his interns either.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mikey. It's like having a job. Yeah,
finally.
So why is Larry Brand following you all around with a camera?
He met us when he shot he's shooting another documentary right now called Heathen about the American atheist scene and what a bunch of derelicts we are. But in the meanwhile, he came across the Coexist Comedy Tour and thought, man, this ought to be its own film. This is something else, this thing.
I agree with him. Now, Keith Lowell Jensen, are you moving your way up the ranks of atheists in America? Because you've got this whole YouTube thing that's very popular. You spout atheistic dogma at strangers.
I'm number one.
You're number one. That's great.
There's nowhere else to go.
Do you get a special hat or a pin? Or
just a good parking space at the mall.
Excellent. Well, I think that would be a good place for an atheist to have a parking place is at the mall. All right, good. You want to say something about your YouTube work before I move on to Mike E. here?
Yeah, every Sunday I do Atheist Church on YouTube. And if you're smart, you can dig the irony and enjoy it. And if you're not, you're still welcome. You can come on and go, why would atheists have a church? I get like two or three of those a week, and I love them. Yeah. I count them.
Sure.
So I'm trying to bump above five would be my record.
Well, I bet we can help you out with this broadcast. And
right, because there's at least five people listening.
Absolutely. And spout out some numbers, some statistics, some viewership stats.
Oh, yeah, I get about 1 million views an hour.
Really?
And, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I have 2 billion subscribers, and so it's doing really well.
Log on now if you want to see him on YouTube for clips, and then you can get a view of this beautiful face he has. Yeah.
2 billion people, so two-fifths of the world's population.
Yeah.
Following you pretty closely.
I hope you're not disappointed. I'm going to get the rest of them.
He's going to shut YouTube down with all those views.
I can see that. And are you hoping to convert people to atheism?
No.
Mm-mm.
No. My goal with it is just being, realizing I was an atheist when I was about 15 or 16 was a pretty lonely thing.
Yeah.
So I hope that other people just don't feel so alone.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect such sincerity from me, huh?
Well, or from an atheist.
Yeah.
We're listening to Mike E. Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen. They're part of the Coexist Comedy Tour. They're coming to the Crest Theater on December 5th. Larry Brand will be following them with a camera. You might know Larry Brand from some of his movies. And Mike E. Winfield is here in the studio for the first time representing Christianity.
Yes.
And are you saying, Mike E. Winfield, that you're a Christian not only when you're up on stage, but when you're at home as well?
Yeah, I try to do that. Yeah, you gotta bring it into the house. You gotta bring it into the lifestyle. And I'm trying to,
How does that manifest itself?
It does. And I tell my wife, there's not a lot of trust. And I'm like, but I'm living this lifestyle, and I'm not perfect. And she's like, she thinks I'm cheating. She thinks I'm out there like living the comedy, the crazy life, and I can't even talk around her without the accusation. A simple question, like, I can't find my coat. She's like, it's probably at some trance house. I'm like, why can't it just be in the hall closet? Yeah, it's hard, like, when you tell people, you're just trying to better yourself and read, like, the Bible, She's like, you're a hypocrite. You're not perfect. Well, I'm not a hypocrite because I'm not perfect. I'm a hypocrite because, I say I don't believe in monogamy, or I do, so. Let's move on. If you want to get a face with this, it's MikeWinfield.com.
I'd go there now.
Yeah, go there now and go to YouTube Clips for Keith, and you got to see this guy. Or see us December 5th! Yeah!
at Crest Theater.
The smoke coming out of the soundboard, is that normal?
Not
that's typical.
No, it's the Crest Theater, not the Crest Theater.
Oh, thanks. The Crest Theater. Thanks for helping me with my pronunciation.
Oh, by the way, I like when you send a press release to a DJ and he happens to be a professor and he reads it and he makes sure to state where there's a lack of commas. That was right. Nice, Andy.
To correct
well,
why, sure. Why lie? Lack of comma. I need a drink.
Well, there was no... there's no punctuation on the title. I figure you need something, either a question mark or comma.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for helping, Professor.
Absolutely. Tell us about your movie. We can get that on DVD next year. Is that right, Keith?
Yeah.
All right.
That sound like my...
That was cool. That was cool. No, it kind of did.
Thanks for filling us in on that. All right. I think we're ready to go purchase that now. Mm-hmm. Why Lie, I Need a Drink. And this is where you, if I remember correctly, and again, the interns helped with this, you lived as a homeless person for a number of years in a box.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It was wild. I did right out in front of Mikey's house.
Yeah. I see. And is that how you all met?
Exactly.
Mike stepping over you? Say yeah, after
and,
day?
And typical, you know, he did preach to me, but he never gave me a dime.
I invited him in. He just, you know, didn't come in, you know? Yeah. Because that's what I do. I open my home.
Clearly he needed a
He invited me to clean his windows.
All right. Mikey Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen are here. We're talking about an event coming up on December 5th at the Crest Theater.
That is a Saturday.
And that's a Saturday.
Yes.
The first Saturday of December.
Absolutely.
And that's downtown Sacramento. Tell me about why the Crest Theater is such an important resource for Sacramentans. Who wants to take that one on?
Sacramento, the Crest has a lot of amazing history. And people that walk into the Crest walk out as different people. Yeah, that success level is just gigantic. And if you get the chance to step on that stage and feel that energy that people that enter the Crest bring, it just takes life almost to a new level.
The Wild Pot is amazing. It is an amazing venue to play. One of my favorites in the country.
Excellent.
I enjoy the Crust, too. It's
yeah. Yeah. That's where Krusty the Clown got his start in comedy.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Excellent. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Andy with an important message. Don't worry, guys, I haven't turned your mic on yet. The state of California honors our war veterans. If you're a veteran, apply for benefits that you deserve, like CalVet home loans, the Veterans Home of California, or college fee waivers for your family. For more information, log on at www.cdva.ca.gov or call the California Department of Veterans Affairs at 1-800-952-5626. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDBS. Thanks very much for tuning in this afternoon. We've been talking about the Coexist Comedy Tour with Keith Lowell Jensen and Mike E. Winfield. They are comedians who you have had chances to see live, to see on video, and to hear in audio. Mike E. Winfield, let me ask you about your work on Showtime's Comics Without Borders, on Comedy Central's Lives, Comedy Central's Live at Gotham, and CBS Diversity Sketch Team. So we've had multiple chances to see you on at least cable TV, is that right?
Well, let me tell you, December 4th, the night before we do our Coexist show on the 5th, of course, you can catch me on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham. So, you know, look at that and say, oh, great, yeah, maybe I want to check this guy out and see him do some different material. Because what I'm going to do is touch more on, you know, the theme of our event, really expressing my Christianness.
Right.
Yeah.
But then at Gotham,
he talked about his drug addiction.
No, that night I was an atheist. No.
You got to meet the needs of the individual audiences you're playing, so I can see that.
Yeah, I was in New York. It was a little different. So.
Yeah.
Right. So, no, I've done Comedy Central, and I did something on Showtime, Comics Without Borders, and, you know, comedy's been a beautiful thing. Doors are opening.
Absolutely.
You know, because of this Jesus guy, you know, he's just, like, making it happen, you know, just making it happen.
You know, it's because of my shoes. I left a pair of shoes in Mikey's car on accident like months ago, and his career has been nonstop ever since, and he will not give me back the shoes.
Yeah, I started wearing them, and yeah, things have changed.
Right. Yeah,
but you can't credit shoes. Who believes in shoes?
Then give them back.
Everyone at home is wondering, how is it that Keith Lowell Jensen left Mikey Winfield's car without his shoes?
They were my show shoes. See, I wore them on stage, and then I get back into my New Balance old man shoes for the car ride. Because I put on my walking shoes for car rides.
Sure. So Keith Lowell Jensen, the Mr. Rogers of comedic shoe wear.
I hate it, too. I hate wearing those shoes because I start losing faith.
Those are my atheist shoes.
So
I made them out. They're leather. They're made out of holy cow. Oh,
ooh,
that hurt.
So it's a kind of be like Mike situation that they provided your atheist mojo to be successful on stage. Well, I don't know if you're catching these illusions I'm making. I can slow down.
Yeah, I didn't say that he took mine. Just that he, you know. He got it for himself. I still got it, too.
Excellent.
Are you kidding? My career is totally on fire. I'm going to be at Luna's in Sacramento tonight.
Things
are happening for me. I don't need Comedy Central. I'm going to be at Luna's.
Why don't you plug that? Luna's, when and where do they do comedy?
Mike's going to be there, too.
Yeah, Luna's Cafe. Give them the address, Keith.
1414 16th Street, between N and O in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
All right. And they've also got poetry, as I'm sure you both know well, every Thursday night.
No, we didn't.
7:30, that's right. At Luna's
Mike
Cafe
never meant to be
bar.
A comedian. He showed up on the wrong night, and well, the rest is history.
Sure.
I think he's enlightening us with that poetry Thursday night, too.
Yeah, Thursday night. Every Thursday night at Luna's, you can enjoy some poetry.
Okay, now say something about technology.
They do that on Fridays there at Luna's.
There you go. Technology on Fridays. All of your needs met at Luna's.
All right, we've got to make things along here, Andy. Let's give away some tickets. I'm taking over the show.
All right. Let's give away a lot because you know what? Generosity, baby. You reap what you sow.
All right, two pairs.
I hate you. That's a lot.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening, hey, thanks. And then you know that the Coexist Comedy Tour is coming up to the Crest Theater on December 5th. Not only can you enjoy a great show, but if you scream at the right time, you might be heard in this film that's going to be directed by Larry Brand.
Thanks for putting that out there,
yeah.
Andy.
Yeah. Very well known for his Halloween films. Well, film. Halloween Resurrection.
Whoa, are we discrediting that? That's great.
Is one of our favorite Halloween films.
One of my big horror movie fans, I asked him about Halloween Resurrection, and he said, it's not his worst movie. It's not the worst Halloween movie. It's not as bad as the Rob Zombie movie. So that's something.
There you go. Good. So we're going to give away some tickets to this show. If you call us here at 530-752-2777 or 530-754-KDVS, and if you have some time this coming Saturday, we will hook you up. First couple callers, should we make them tell a joke?
I don't even think it's this coming Saturday. Is it that soon?
No, it's December 5th. It's a week from Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Don't let the host confuse you.
Look at them lines lighting up.
So, your mom... Mike's wife, anyone, if you're listening, call. Otherwise, we feel foolish.
Hey, don't call and say, you suck!
Like that first guy.
Oh, we got a caller.
All right.
Guess who?
Definitely. All right. Well, we're going to hear, I promised you all that poem. It's called Thanks Grieving.
And everyone stayed on through us for that. They're like, man, these guys are annoying, but I got to hear that poem.
All right.
And throw some technology.
Exactly. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I'm going to take this call. It's our first winner here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Stick around, folks. Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. I've got two comedians here in the studio, Keith Lowell Jensen and Mike E. Winfield. They're going to be at the Crest Theater on December 5th as part of their Coexist Comedy Tour. I'm very pleased that we've got someone on the live line who's just won two tickets. Marvin, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
I'm very pleased with the fact that I got these tickets, and I don't know any atheist jokes or Christian jokes, but I probably will after December 5th.
Absolutely.
Marvin,
thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys.
Marvin, that's nice and all, but I mean, I listen to other radio shows, and, like, I hear girls screaming and stuff, like, oh, my God, I won. I'm going to go see the Jonas Brothers. Could we have a little bit of that, Marvin, please?
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I got a very bad cold.
Now, you sound great, Marvin. You should, with the voice that you have right now, I could easily hook you up with a spot here at KDVS as a DJ. So, you know, you think about it.
No, we've been thinking about that.
All right. Well, you should be thinking of it. If you've got a taste in music that's as bluesy as your voice, then we can definitely make room for you.
The thing that's important about being a KDVS DJ is you got to make sure that it takes you more time to say the name of the artist and the song than the length of the actual song. I've noticed that trend amongst KDVS DJs.
Have you? That's great.
I'm making myself popular now.
Yeah, I'm sure that DJs leave in there.
My partner here, we have a wide range of music. So.
Yeah. Well, we can certainly...
Country and Western.
We can accommodate all tastes.
Okay.
All right. Well, Marvin, I hope you have a lot of fun on December 5th. Your tickets will be at Will Call, and remember to bring your ID.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night, sir, and thanks for phoning.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, you're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Marvin has won our first pair of tickets. He phoned us here at 530-752-2777, 754-KDVS, both in the 530 area code. That's the other way that you can win still a pair of tickets, because our... our very generous duo here, one Christian, one atheist, they're giving away tickets to their big show. So, and gents, do you see that once this film comes out, that this will further, like, launch you into new opportunities and more FaceTime?
Yeah. I called my my dealer and told him to get ready.
All right. I can see that. Mikey?
Absolutely. This is about to be major, and it's about to be very big, and then I can go solo as the Christian show.
Right. And so,
if I convert, can I still perform with you?
So it'll be the Christian question mark?
Right. That's what
comedy tour.
But the question mark will come after the comedy. Cause
I think all five of us will tour separately, and we'll each call it our We Couldn't Coexist comedy tour.
That's good. Coexist, parentheses, not
right.
Comedy tour.
I saw a strobe light blinking.
Right.
Another caller.
We've got another call coming in.
They just won't stop calling.
Let's just take a chance and talk to him with no...
All right, let's try it.
Let's go crazy.
Sounds good.
Can I say, caller, you're on the air?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the air.
I'm calling about the second pair of tickets.
All right, who is this calling?
This is Ken.
Ken, I'm really pleased that you phoned.
Ken, you got to earn the tickets, though. Can you squeal like a fangirl?
If I knew what a fangirl was, maybe, but I'm not going to go there right now.
You're not going
to
do it?
Give him an alternative way to show his appreciation, a joke, story.
Give us one joke that won't make Andy regret us being on the air that involves somebody walking into a bar.
What about a scripture?
No, I don't. I can't say one like that. But
what do you got?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Ken?
I'm not a comedian. I'm a contractor.
Hey, look, Matthew 17. Nothing is impossible.
Okay.
You're a contractor. Never mind. You get the tickets. We got all kinds of stuff for you to do around here at KDVS. I know the listeners at home can't see us, but we are not in the lap of luxury in this place. There's spots on the wall where the soundproofing looks positively chewed on, like Dr. Andy went crazy with his poetry and technology one day and started gnawing on it.
I did. I went all yellow wallpaper on this place.
Oh, I've been there before. I've been down in Lower Freeborn, so.
Excellent. Oh, that disqualifies you.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, no.
All right, Ken.
All over the place.
Tell me your...
Ken's teeth marks.
I'm going to ask Ken for his last name. Now, let me just tell folks at home, if you show up and you say that you're Ken, if you don't have an ID that says that you're Ken, they're not going to give you the free tickets. All right, Ken, what's your last name?
It's Burquam.
Yeah, that happened at the last show.
How do you spell that?
That's B-E-R-G-Q-U-A-M.
That is a cool name. What about with the Q? Do you like that?
That's good. We're going to take this piece of soundproof foam with us when we leave, and we'll have it at the theater, Ken. And if your teeth marks match the chewing on the soundproof foam, then we're going to give you a third pair of tickets.
An extra bonus. All right.
Yeah.
And you have to sign it.
Well, I need to know when the show is, though. I didn't catch that part.
Oh, thank you for the invitation.
I just want to go.
December 5th, Saturday, December 5th at the Crest Theater.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that sounds great. That's a great place to see a show.
Isn't it? It's a great place to perform, too. Every time I'm there, I get giddy.
What time does the show start?
8 p.m.
Oh, good. Well, that works for me, so...
I'm glad. Now that you have the free tickets, I'm glad you can make it.
Yeah.
All right.
You're the comedian. You say the jokes. That's good.
You set them up well. Ken, thanks so much for listening to KWS and to Dr. Randy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Andy, I need to take a minute and promise the audience at home that not everyone in the Crest Theater watching us that night will be a man with a gravelly voice.
That's right.
We are two for two.
Exactly. So you're saying that there will be squealing fangirls there.
I promise you, always squealing fangirls.
All right.
That's what a fangirl is. Okay, now I got it.
They hold the fans. They feed us grapes. Yeah.
Sounds good. Ken, thanks so much for phoning in to KDVS this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure, take care.
See you, Ken.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, look, a third caller.
Hello, everybody. Where are those chickens left?
Oh, I have
Dr. Andy, you've got a little bit of a gravelly voice yourself.
I can do gravel. I speak gravel.
Now I have this image that all your listeners sound like you.
A gravelly following.
It's Andy, Dr. Andy Jones and the Gravel Nation here on KDVS.
There you go. Well, clearly I've got my first two Gravel Nation groupies. I'm gonna play a little bit of music for this important message.
Don't forget the poem.
And then we're gonna get to the poem. Oh, isn't that nice? All right. Well, here's the message. Over the past 10 years, drinking and driving fatalities have diminished. So, to everyone who drinks alcohol, Novozymes Incorporated would like to thank you for knowing when to say when. For those who serve alcohol, please help your friend or customer by checking an ID or calling a cab. A few thoughtful steps can make it safer for everyone. This important reminder is brought to you by Novozymes Incorporated in Davis, wishing you and your family and friends and their friends a very safe and joyful holiday season. That was certainly an important message about being careful when you're drinking not to get behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, I'm glad you played that on our show. Some people need to have that message. Mikey, didn't you just get pulled over for a DUI?
No. This is what happened. I was leaving somewhere, and I had one drink, and I dropped my cell phone in the car, so I went to pick up my cell phone. I guess I swerved a little, and I get pulled over.
Yeah.
And then the guy, you know, he's like, have you been drinking? I was like, well, yeah, I had a drink. And then he takes my ID, and he starts shaking it from side to side so my eyes can follow it. Well, he's shaking it too fast because my head's moving, right? And he's like, get out the car. And I'm like, oh, crap. I'm about to have some new material. So he gives me all these tests, and I go through all these tests, and after I pass the test, of course, I blow in the thing, and I'm under. You know, I would right. No worry. I would don't drink and drive, people. It's not funny.
No,
that's my message.
Drive.
How big was your one drink, Mikey?
Okay, look, it was 22 ounces, but it was only one.
All right. So, joking about drunk driving here on KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. But you were under the limit, and you made it home safely.
Yes, I was under the limit because I didn't drink a lot, and, you know.
You were careful. You were planning ahead.
Man, this happens.
Look, people, don't drink. Okay?
I think we must be the most sober comedy tour I've ever seen. It's really boring.
I know,
yeah.
Because you all are so religious.
Right, but as an atheist in the group, I kind of feel an obligation to tie one on, and I don't really have a taste for it, so I'm trying to...
Let's step it up.
Trying to find a sin that I can indulge in on tour to... I always look at the Playboys in the dressing room. I will give you that. A lot of the comedy clubs have Playboy in the dressing room, and I always look.
Cool. Yeah.
At least you don't look at the Playgirls, then we would have problems.
Why? We're not a homophobic comedy tour, Mike. Dang.
Silence. There's still the silence.
No, I said that because you're married. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was the reason
All
I
right.
said it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear from Ricardo Montalban, and then when we return, the poem, and then we will exit this particular edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Here's Ricardo.
There are many ways to measure success. For the Shriners, it's the nearly 700,000 children with orthopedic and burn problems that they've helped. This is Ricardo Montalban. For over 80 years, the Shriners have provided state-of-the-art medical care to kids all over North America, totally free of charge. There is a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as promised earlier, here is Kenneth Rexroth with his Thanksgiving poem called Thanks Grieving here on KDBS.
Thanks Grieving. Infant mortality didn't, as they say, claim me, though it damn near did. So I grew what they call up. To the childhood illnesses routine for those times, I added only paratyphoid on my own. Was never starved, nor did my parents whip me or leave me chained to the bed. Nor did I get born a Jew in Germany. Plus, I went to their war and didn't die of it. Leaving aside my adventures among the dentists, your teeth are fine, but those gums have got to go. My skirmishes with medicine include but a couple of major operations and a few discomfortable bothers with skeleton and strings. Have so far stayed out of asylums and jails, and given the smallth and fewth of my abilities, have been lucky in being steadily employed. I am still with the same dame, have three sons, have lost to death up to this day only a few immediate family and five good friends. So help me, life, I may still make it to the end.
You're listening to KDBS 90.3 FM in Davis. Thanks very much for tuning in this afternoon. Hey, we're coming up to the end of the radio show. I'd like to thank our two callers. Marvin and Ken, both of gravelly voices. I'd like to thank them for phoning in and for making a commitment, a pledge, as it were, Keith Lowell Jensen, get it? To come to the Crest Theater on December 5th to see the Coexist Comedy Tour at the Crest Theater in Sacramento. Mike E. Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen have been my guests. Now, Mike E. Winfield, as a comedian, I'm sure you're all about the Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah, I am about that.
As a comedian?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a comedy holiday.
Yeah.
Of course, people have been complaining on stage about Thanksgiving for years.
Right.
You all don't have a whole Thanksgiving, section of your Coexist Comedy Tour?
That's on the 6th at Luna's.
Yeah.
All right.
We do tour around with an Indian, but it's the wrong kind.
All right. And then how many of you gents are going to be at Luna's tonight?
Hassan Minhaj is actually in town, which is really exciting. He's going to swing by and do a set. He was just on Kelsey Lately.
Oh, yeah?
Chelsea Lately? What is she?
We call her Chelsea.
Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah.
I watch NPR and PBS, man.
Right. You shouldn't watch it on mute either. Maybe you would be able to pronounce it.
Mikey Winfield will be there. Tapon Trevetti will be there. Carlos Rodriguez. This is awesome. Every Wednesday at Luna is an awesome show.
Way to plug it.
That was well plugged.
That was well plugged.
Put that right in there.
One thing, though, listeners to this show, make sure that next Wednesday, however, you go see Bob Ostertag at Poetry Night at Bistro 33.
Oh, man.
Bob Ostertag. Here, let me help you with your mic. Bob Ostertag is going to be at 226 F Street in Davis. And he's the professor of technicultural studies. He's a musician and audio artist who has a dozen CDs out. He'll be reading from his brand new book called The Creative Life.
I'm calling my agent.
All right. Thanks very much. Mike's back on. Thanks very much to Mikey Winfield and Keith Lowell Jensen for coming on the show this evening.
Thanks for having us, Doctor.
Absolutely. Thank you, listeners out there. All right. Good energy. Thank you. And stick around because there's some great music coming up. We've got a sub for the show that you typically enjoy at this time, which is Time to Get Away by Springy. Is it still Time to Get Away?
Yeah, it's still Time to Get Away, but with Calamity Janie.
Calamity Janie is here, and she is doing Thanksgiving double time on behalf of you listeners and on behalf of KDBS. Thanks to all of you for listening, and I'll see you next week for another edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology.